From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An airstrike in Syria destroys a hospital in Aleppo. The hospital was supported by the charity Doctors Without Borders. At least 20 people were killed in the bombing. Among the dead were two doctors, including the last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas of Aleppo. Sam Taylor, Syria Communications Coordinator for Doctors Without Borders.
There are other medical facilities still available, but this was the place. This was a place for women to go and give birth. This was the place for children to go and get specialist treatment. It's now a pile of rubble. They'll have to find alternatives, and we don't know how many alternatives there are.
The airstrike was part of a violent 24-hour period in Aleppo, which saw more than 60 people killed in fighting between Syrian forces and rebels. United Nations envoy Staffan de Mistura says the February cessation of hostilities that he helped negotiate hangs by a thread and could totally collapse at any time. Austria has approved new laws that permit the Austrian government to declare a state of emergency if migrant numbers suddenly rise. The law also stipulates that asylum seekers would be turned back directly at the border, including those from war-torn countries such as Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon doesn't like the law.
I'm concerned that European countries are now adopting increasingly restrictive immigration and refugee policies.
The legislation makes it more difficult for relatives of asylum seekers to join their families in Austria. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile. The missile is believed to have crashed seconds after takeoff in what appears to be the second such failure in a matter of weeks. South Korea's defense ministry reported the failure Thursday. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump says Democrat Hillary Clinton would have no chance at the presidency except that she is playing what he called the woman's card in hopes of becoming the first female U.S. president. Opinion polls show Clinton has nearly a 9% lead over Trump nationwide. The next key race for both candidates is next Tuesday, with Republican and Democratic Party primary elections in the Midwestern state of Indiana. That's where Donald Trump was campaigning Thursday.
I have now broken the all-time record in the history of the Republican Party for votes. For votes. And we're not even done.
Donald Trump. U.S. economic growth slowed in the first few months of 2016. A report Thursday by the Commerce Department shows growth in that period was much slower than the previous quarter, only at an annual rate of 0.5%. PNC Bank chief economist Stuart Hoffman says the housing market helped growth, but not enough to offset falling business investment and slowing exports. The South Sudanese government and opposition officials say they are moving closer to forming a transitional government. President Salva Kiir's spokesman said the current cabinet will likely be dissolved at any time. And he said Mr. Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar are finalizing consultations on the formation of a transitional government. The United Nations Security Council removed a 12-year-old arms embargo on Ivory Coast Thursday. They renewed the UN peacekeeping mission in that country for another year. The Iraqi government has shut down the Al Jazeera office in Baghdad. Iraq's Communications and Media Commission decided to revoke the news agency's license and close its office for 1 year effective Wednesday. Iraqi authorities have long believed Al Jazeera's media coverage is hostile to Iraq's Shiite majority and too friendly toward the Islamic State group. Hundreds of protesters demonstrated outside the U.S. Embassy in Myanmar Thursday over its use of the term Rohingya to describe the country's ethnic Muslim minority group. The protesters, joined by some Buddhist monks, are calling on the group to be referred to as Bengalis, insisting they are illegal immigrants from Bangladesh. Turkey says it has arrested 12 people in connection with Wednesday's bomb attack in the northwestern city of Bursa, in which 13 people were wounded. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry praised countries in the Middle East for working to bring political and economic change to the region. In an exclusive interview with Al Hura Network Thursday, Kerry hailed the efforts by Arab nations to fight the Islamic State terrorists. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.